Chapter 1.
All wisdom comes from Yahweh, and with him it remains forever. The sand of the seashore, and the drops of rain, and the days of eternity, who can number these? Heaven's height, the earth's breadth, the depths of the abyss, who can explore these? Before all other things, wisdom was created, and prudent understanding from eternity. To whom has wisdom's root been revealed? Who knows her subtleties? There is but one, wise and truly awe-inspiring, seated upon his throne. It is Yahweh. He created her, has seen her and taken note of her. He has poured her forth upon all his works, upon every living thing according to his bounty. He has lavished her upon his friends. Fear of Yahweh is glory and splendor, gladness in a festive crown. Fear of Yahweh warms the heart, giving gladness and joy and length of days. He who fears Yahweh will have a happy end. Even on the day of his death, he will be blessed.
The beginning of wisdom is fear of Yahweh, which is formed with the faithful in the womb. With devoted men was she created from of old, and with their children her beneficence abides.
Fullness of wisdom is fear of Yahweh. She inebriates men with her fruits. She fills her entire house with choice foods, her granaries with her harvest. Wisdom's garland is fear of Yahweh, with blossoms of peace and perfect health. Knowledge and full understanding she showers down. She heightens the glory of those who possess her. The root of wisdom is fear of Yahweh. Her branches are length of days. The fear of Yahweh drives away sins, and where it abides, it will turn away all wrath. One cannot justify unrighteous anger. Anger plunges a man to his downfall. A patient man needs stand firm but for a time, and then contentment comes back to him. For a while he holds back his words, then the lips of many herald his wisdom. Among wisdom's treasuries is the paragon of prudence, but fear of Yahweh is an abomination to the sinner. If you desire wisdom, keep the commandments, and Yahweh will bestow her upon you. For fear of Yahweh is wisdom and culture. Loyal humility is his delight. Do not be faithless to the fear of Yahweh, nor approach it with duplicity of heart. Do not play the hypocrite before men. Keep watch over your lips. Do not exalt yourself lest you fall and bring upon you dishonor. For then Yahweh will reveal your secrets and publicly cast you down, because you approach the fear of Yahweh with your heart full of guile.